divine. Precious treasure mine, lamp to my feet and a light to my way, to guide me safely home. It sweetly cheers my drooping heart in this dark vale of tears. Light to my life it still imparts and quells my rising fears. This lamp through all the tedious night of life shall guide my way, till I behold the clearer light of an eternal day. Holy Book Divine, precious treasure mine, lamp to my feet and a light to my way, to guide me safely home. And the invitation song will be 361. There's a great day coming. 361. But first, let's have a word of prayer, please.
Heavenly Father, we're indeed grateful for this day, for a beautiful day that you've given us. A day that we've been able to assemble together to worship you, Father, to give thanks to you for all the things that you've done for us, for the material blessings that we have in this life. Father, we are indeed grateful, and we realize that all things come from you. For the spiritual blessings that we have in your Son, Jesus Christ, who came down here to this earth and taught us the things that you have us to know, to die on the cross for our sins, Father, we're grateful. We're grateful for our health that we can be here this night to worship you again. And Father, we pray for those that are sick of our number. We pray that you'll visit them in such a way that they can regain their normal walks in this life. And Father, if they can be here with us to join us at the next time. Father, we're grateful for this church that meets here in this place. Amen. We ask you to strengthen us in every way, Father, and help us to do your will. If there are souls that are bound us, Father, we pray that we can reach them. And Father, we pray that you'll give us the strength and the courage to go do this work. Thank you, Father, for the country in which we live. Thank you, Father, for the bounty that we have. And Father, we pray that we can be an influence on this country in such a way that, Father, we can become a Christian nation once again. We pray for our leaders that they will look unto you for guidance, for help, and that they will lead us in such a way. Father, once again, we can have peace and accord, and your name can be spread even throughout this nation. Father, we're grateful for Brother Robert and Sister Jane. They work here. We pray for them, and we pray that much good can be done from their being here.
Amen.
Father, we know that the things in our lives that we want to be like you, but Father, at times we do sin, and we ask you, Father, to help us to overcome our weaknesses. Father, forgive us of our sins. Help us to be justified in thy sight. We're grateful for the lessons that we have that we can learn to be better Christians in your kingdom. Help us to appreciate these lessons. Help us to take them into our heart and live them out in our lives, Father. Mm-hmm. And we pray that those around us may see you through us. And Father, we pray that it have influence on them. We ask you to guide us and guard us as we go through our life. Help us to always look to you for our help and for our strength. And Father, we pray that we could be like more like your Son every day in our lives. Go with us now through the rest of this service. And Father, we ask you to help us through the rest of our lives and help us to be found faithful when we leave this earth. These things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
One of the great studies of the Bible is a study of how many things are said to be in Christ. And tonight, I want to use four of these particular things said to be in Christ on this chart. This is from the unknown section of charts that are on the DVD. There are about 95 of those charts available. And Brother Tom and nobody else did know who the author was, who used these. We just do not know. We have a lot of them that are from Brother Gus Nichols and his son Flavel Nichols. We have a lot of them from others that Tom knew and have used charts through the years. But this is from one of the unknowns right here. In Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3, he says, "Blessed is God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings." Where? In Christ. He mentions that all spiritual blessings are in Christ. Now, ever since I was a little boy, I've had preachers say, if all are in this building, in this community, how many are outside this building? None. If all blessings are in Christ, how many spiritual blessings are outside of Christ? None. Now we know that there are physical blessings that come to us, and God told us about that. He told us that everybody needs food, clothes, and shelter, and there are physical blessings that come to people regardless if they serve the Lord or if they don't serve the Lord. There are physical blessings that happen. But spiritual blessings we're talking about totally in this study tonight, from this chart, spiritual blessings are found only in Christ. In Ephesians 1 and verse 7, he goes on to say, "In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our sins according to the riches of his grace." We have, when we were baptized into Christ, baptized into the death of Christ, Romans 6, verse 3 and 4, and raised to walk a new life. In the process of that, we contacted, spiritually speaking, the blood of Jesus Christ. And he writes there in Ephesians 1 and verse 7, "In whom we have redemption through his blood. We are able to be bought back by God to a friendship with him." And that's what that word redeem means. It carries with the back to the idea of buying back a slave that is to another. But he's free now. He's free because you bought him back, God. And that's the way that he wants to have us know, that we were bought back from sin, bought back from wrongdoing. We've been bought back by God. He loves us and cares about us. "In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace." Notice he says regarding this in Ephesians 1 and verse 11, that we have an inheritance, incorruptible, undefiled, that is reserved in heaven for us, and it's in Christ. It's an inheritance that is there in Christ Jesus. And notice in this regard, we are people who are redeemed of the Lord, carried with him. And in 2 Timothy 2 and verse 10, he tells us that there is salvation that is in Christ. He repeats that when he talks about the church being identified as the bride of Christ, and that Ephesians 5 and 23 says, and he is the Savior of that bride. He's the Savior. He saves them. So we find ourselves in salvation when we're in the church, the bride of Christ. We find that great blessing of the Lord forever and a day. What a blessing it is to be in Christ Jesus, because all spiritual blessings in Christ, there are just literally scores of those spiritual blessings that are named in the New Testament of the Bible. I put up a chart this morning. It was very small, and of course, it was also a lot of detail to it, written in a type of yellow, a light yellow, that could be not good to see tonight. And so I chose this particular one. It would have these 3 points on it. All spiritual blessings in Christ. We're redeemed and saved in Christ Jesus. And furthermore, Revelation 14 and verse 13. He says, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. And then the Holy Spirit of all things. The Holy Spirit is hearing this said to John, who's writing it down. John is writing the revelation. And he says regarding this matter that blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. From henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit. The Spirit is there. He knows what's being said, knows what's being written down by John, and it's written down in accordance to what he said at that point in time. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. How would you like to know that the things that you did in this life that were good and helpful for the family follow you beyond your lifetime? That there are those who want to practice the same kind of ways of life, the same kind of deals regarding money, regarding property, regarding responsibilities, regarding friendship, being neighbors to one another, being of another lover and helper of a family. Would we love to leave this earth knowing that our example was a great influence upon someone else in this family? And knowing that that's the case, he says that that's the way. But we may rest from our labors. And the works that we did in those labors were spiritual work. We know in Philippians 3, beginning verse 9, that it's not our own righteousness that saves us. It's not our own way of doing that, but it's the righteousness that is through Christ Jesus the Lord. And he continues to talk about that righteousness all the way through in Philippians 3, verses 9 through 15. And tells the people in verse 15 that this is true, this is accurate, this is what the Lord wants to give us because we are faithful to the Lord. So this is the way of life that he's talking about. He's talking about a way of life that we live and that we follow. Now as we do this sort of thing, I want to mention to you that this whole chart is a chart regarding our fellowship in Christ. And the Bible teaches us that we're chosen in Christ, that we have grace in Christ, that we have been blessed to be in Christ Jesus, and notice where we are when we're there. We're in the body of Jesus Christ and in the kingdom of God's dear Son. And we find ourselves blessed with the Lord to be in His church, and we find ourselves established in Christ, approved in Christ, perfected in Christ, we're growing like we should, asleep in Christ Jesus eventually, because this earthly life is going to someday come to a close. Or it will be the case that he comes back and we suddenly will be called to meet him in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. In 1 Thessalonians 4, he tells us that is the case, and it is the hope that we have to live in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the teaching of the Bible in regard to how to live and how to behave and how to do. This is the teaching of the Lord for what we do in life and where we are. And all spiritual blessings being in Christ, should we not want to be in Christ? If salvation and redemption are found in Christ and the inheritance of God's great blessings for our lives are in Christ, do not we want to be in Christ? If salvation itself is noted to be in Christ, 2 Timothy 2:10, Ephesians 5:23, then don't we want to be in Christ? And don't we of all want to be blessed when we come to a time of death to be in the Lord? Being in Christ, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works to follow them. It would be good as a gospel preacher to have these teachings and ways of life to follow people. And when I teach people and teach preachers about how to have good sermons and how to have good classes and how to have good articles in the bulletin and not have a pain of where they're worried about it. What am I going to write this week? What am I going to teach this week? What am I going to say this week? What am I going to do? Never have a problem if they base it upon the needs of people. The needs of folks that come to an assembly, the needs of people who get a bulletin copy, the needs of people who really have an opportunity to grow in the Lord like they should and be. From the positive thing, the need to have the idea of being a one who loves his wife, who loves her husband in a faithful and good way and helpful way. And then we have others who find themselves in a way of life that is sinful and wrong, and how they need to avoid that way. Avoid what they're thinking and doing and saying, because that's not the way of the Lord. That's not the way of good. And so they can avoid that way of life. And that's what he offers in Christ Jesus. He offers a spiritual walk of life. If you're subject to Jesus' invitation by way of our internet system and site, we want you to obey the gospel. We'd be willing to help you at any time to do that and obey the gospel. And tonight, as we sing this song, we find ourselves knowing that someday there is a judgment day coming. Let's stand together and sing 361. There's a great day coming, a great day coming. There's a great day coming by and by, when the saints and the sinners shall be parted right and left. Are you ready for that day to come? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day? Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day? There's a sad day coming, a sad day coming. There's a sad day coming by and by, when the sinner shall hear his doom depart. I know you not. Are you ready for that day to come? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day? Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day? Brother Travis, close us in prayer, please.
Father, we're grateful that we can be here tonight and hear my story.